Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast, number 802. That is episode number 802. This is Daniel White III, the son of Daniel White Jr., who is now in heaven, president of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, challenge you, exhort you, help you, and yes, even motivate you to simply just pray. For I find it quite amazing that the hardest thing that many Christians find to do is prayer. It should be the simplest, easiest thing to do. But many Christians struggle with praying as they should for many reasons. One reason is because prayer is warfare. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 38, which reads, "And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here, while I shall pray. And saith unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch. And he went forward a little, and fell on the ground, and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Matthew Henry's fine commentary. Dr. Henry goes on to say he roused his disciples who were dropped asleep while he was at prayer. Verse 37, verse 38. He comes to look after them since they did not look after him, and he finds them asleep. So little affected were they with his sorrows, his complaints, and prayers. This callousness of theirs was a presage of their further offense in deserting him, and it was an aggravation of it that he had so lately commended them for continuing with him in his temptations. Though they had not been without their faults, was he so willing to make the best of them, and were they so indifferent in approving themselves to him? They had lately promised not to be offended in him. What? And yet mind him so little. He particularly upbraided Peter with his drowsiness. Simon, sleepest thou? Kesai technon, what thou, my son, thou that didst so positively promise thou wouldest not deny me, doest thou slight me thus? From thee I expected better things. Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? He did not require him to watch all night with him, only for 1 hour. It aggravates our faintness and short continuance in Christ's service, that he doeth not overtask us, nor weary us with it. Isaiah 43:23. He puts upon us no other burden than to hold fast till he comes. And behold, he comes quickly. As those whom Christ loves, he rebukes when they do amiss. So those whom he rebukes, he counsels and comforts. It was a very wise and faithful word of advice which Christ here gave to his disciples. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. It was bad to sleep when Christ was in his agony, but they were entering into further temptation, and if they did not stir up themselves and fetch in grace and strength from God by prayer, they would do worse, and so they did. When they all forsook him and fled. Ladies and gentlemen, our featured prayer motivator quote today is from Pastor Max Licato. He said, "You are never more like Jesus than when you pray for others. Pray for this hurting world." My personal encouragement for you today is this. We have to pray and ask God to help us to live right, to think right, and to act right, to do right. I don't know about you, but I just cannot live the Christian life by myself. That is, in my own strength, and you can't do it in your own strength either. That is why we need to realize and pray as Zechariah did in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, which is my life's verse. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Whether you know it or not, we cannot live this Christian life in our own power. We have got to allow Jesus Christ to live it through us, and we must pray. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, The Preacher's Cry, Pray for Us, Part 2 from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by Dr. E. M. Bounds. Dr. E. M. Bounds, the doctor of prayer, goes on to say, The preaching of the word to a prayerless congregation falls at the very feet of the preacher. It has no traveling force. It stops because the atmosphere is cold, unsympathetic, unfavorable to his running to the hearts of men and women. Nothing is there to help it along. Just as some prayers never go above the head of him who prays, so the preaching of some preachers goes no farther than the front of the pulpit from which it is delivered. It takes prayer in the pulpit and prayer in the pew to make preaching arresting, life-giving, and soul-saving. The Word of God is inseparably linked with prayer. Allow me to repeat that. The Word of God is inseparably linked with prayer. The two are conjoined twins from birth and twins by life. The apostles found themselves absorbed by the sacred and pressing duty of distributing the alms of the church. Till time was not left for them to pray, they directed that other men should be appointed to discharge this task, that they might be the better able to give themselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So it might likewise be said that prayer for the preacher by the church is also inseparably joined to preaching. A praying church is an invaluable help to the faithful preacher. The word of the Lord runs in such a church and is glorified in the saving of sinners, in the reclamation of backsliders, and in the sanctifying of believers. Paul connects the word of God closely in prayer and writing to Timothy. For every creature of God is good, he says, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And so the word of the Lord is dependent for its rapid spread and for its full and most glorious success in prayer. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer, my oldest daughter, who helped me to start this podcast so many years ago. Daniela Danny White will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this podcast. We pray for many people and we'll be glad to pray for you. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege of prayer, the power of prayer, and the peace that comes through prayer. And Lord, thank you for reminding us today that as your servants, as your ministers of the gospel, that we need to give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And thank you for reminding us today also that your holy word and prayer are inseparable. And Holy Father God, we pray now that you'll help all of us as believers in Christ to humble ourselves and to pray, to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways, to repent and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, save those who are lost. As we pray together over the prayer list, we have prayed together over for many years, changing out different things and names. We pray for over 3 million souls to come to know your Savior through the preaching of the gospel, through this ministry. We pray for the revival of your Christian people, and we pray for 3 million there as well, over 3 million. We pray for the healing of all families that name the name of Christ. We pray for the salvation of all families that don't. We pray for healing and an awakening in this country. We pray your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray, Holy Father God, for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries of the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people off of our list of thousands who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Nita. Please comfort and be with Vedana after her husband's death. We pray for Vicky. Please heal Cecilia's dog. We pray for Jesu. Please bless him with a job and money to buy food and medicine for his mother. Protect these families and all of the other people on the prayer list from the coronavirus plague. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family life, financial, material protection and provision blessings upon them. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen these in the faith and have them to grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Aditha, Samson, and Clems. Help them and all of the others who have gotten saved to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. And Lord, bless them in every way. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Sheldon, Noma, and Alimi. Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, challenge you, and yes, if you will, motivate you to simply just pray to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in faith believing in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray, or for the young in the faith who are struggling to pray. For I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you to simply just pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in faith believing, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God by faith. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.